Mr. Obama's meeting with the opposition was the last item on his Moscow agenda, and as a member of that opposition, this, in a sense, gives you the last word about his visit. What is your impression?
He was tired. It was the last item in the very big agenda. He spent a lot of energy on these different occasions, but he was very attentive. He followed our comments and he replied to the concerns expressed by the members of the group. And I got the impression that he perfectly understood the subject, that it was not just a technical preparation. He was very adequate. He was very much on the same page as in his speech or in other meetings. He arrived in Moscow to demonstrate that this administration, unlike its predecessors, is not willing to build relations only with Kremlin. The Russian-American relations is not only about relations between the White House and Kremlin. It's about Russian and American people. It's NGOs. It's about other elements of the civil society. And he was very much on that message, and he reiterated the importance of this context during the conversation with members of the opposition. Also, some of the invited guests at that meeting, they belong to so-called official opposition, so worked under Kremlin's umbrella. But still, you know, it was very important that U.S. administration tried to broaden the debate in Russia by inviting people not only from the official structures, but also people who not known as American sympathizers. There were members of the left-wing groups that could be and are still critical about the United States. But Obama is consistent in presenting his new policy that America wants to open lines of communication with every segment of Russian society.
You said that the opposition expressed its concerns. What are some of those concerns?
Well, I think there were typical concerns. I guess Obama heard about it even at a time when he was briefed by his staff. Some of the members of the group, they talked about aspects of the political life that, in my view, are not as important because they didn't address the key issues of political oppression and the broken rule of law in the country. The main theme was the rule of law, which is not respected in Russia, no matter what Putin and Medvedev now are saying. I said that the Russian Constitution describes three branches of government, but unfortunately all three of them are now contained within the walls of Mr. Putin's office. And I talked about political oppression, emphasizing that under Medvedev, things in fact turned worse because with all the Medvedev promises, he actually has signed some of the most blatant, signed into being some of the most blatant anti-constitutional practices of the so-called law enforcement programs. And I presented to President Obama the partial list of recent victims of political oppression in Russia, saying that unfortunately this partial list is too long.
Mr. Obama seemed to frame his remarks throughout his stay in Moscow regarding the rule of law with quotations from President Medvedev. Do you think this is an effective way to address human rights issues in Russia?
Look, Obama emphasized at our meeting that he has limited influence on Russian officials. And at the end of the day, it's your country and you have to solve your problems. And by the way, that same was said by all the participants of that meeting. So we understand and appreciate the readiness to discuss it. Shortcomings, direct influence on Putin and Medvedev regarding human rights issues and the rule of law and democracy in Russia. He said that he didn't live in abstract. He lives in history, and he has to solve problems that are most important for the United States. And he mentioned among those Iran, Korea, and other foreign policy issues that he had to discuss first with Russian leadership, the current rulers. But at the same time, he was very consistent in saying that America would not make any deal in sacrificing long-term strategic values for even the most important short-term gains. And the way he presented the American position on sovereignty, on the national borders, mentioning Georgia and Ukraine specifically at the speech today at New Economic School, the way he emphasized Americans' adherence to the democratic values, I think that was a very strong message. And while he he was not specific. He didn't talk about Yuka specifically or about other concrete cases in Russia. I think it was something that Russian leadership didn't expect, because they used to these buddy-buddy relations with Bush and other European leaders, and now they saw someone who was very pragmatic, distanced, ready to open the cards, but not to cut deals behind the closed doors.
Did Mr. Obama offer any advice, commitments, or assistance to the opposition?
No, again, he's not in the position to offer any assistance, and we both sides understood it, but he made it very clear, repeating it twice, at least twice, that this meeting should not be treated as one-off PR stunt. It's a beginning of these long-term relations with different opposition groups. He made it very clear that his staff, and he pointed at Mike McFaul, the senior director of Russia and Eurasia in National Security Council, and to Ambassador Byerly, ready to continue these conversations, because that's important, that the United States always engaged in this ongoing discussion with different groups and NGOs in Russia. That's why I would say that, summarizing my impressions about Obama's visit to Moscow, is less than we wanted, but much more than we expected.
Several weeks ago, members of the opposition wrote an op-ed piece in the Washington Post expressing concern that President Obama might trade pragmatism for principle during his Moscow trip. How do you think he handled issues of principle such as human rights, rule of law, and competitive elections throughout the trip?
I don't feel that Obama sacrificed anything, because his influence was very limited, and I think his main concern was to prevent some further unpredictable actions of Putin's regime, namely, you know, another aggression against Georgia. And I think he completed his task in Moscow by achieving what was the most important for the country he represents. A few days ago, three Republican senators wrote a letter to Obama, Senator Kyle, Wicker, and DeMint. They urged him not to exchange START treaty for their reduction of nuclear missiles to the anti-missile defense system in Europe. They urged him to defend Ukraine and Georgia, and urge him to establish contacts with Russian opposition groups and civil society. And Obama fulfilled the agenda. He recognized that it was very important for him not to move away from the firm ground of the strategic values that he represented. And even Republicans, I think, in American Senate, they could be surprised by his accomplishments.
Do you think that Russia's state-controlled media, particularly television, gave an accurate picture of Mr. Obama's visit?
Remains to be seen. We have to hear tomorrow's report. I think they are quite stunned also. What I note is that in some of the translations on the Kremlin's website of Obama's remarks, especially those on Georgia, they were correcting the translation. Certain important elements were omitted from his Georgia statement at the press conference. I think the eventually Russian press will try to sort of to put a makeup on Obama's visit, to not to create an impression, a true impression, of Obama's dominance at the meetings with Russian leadership.
Gary Gasparov, thank you very much.
Thank you.